The city of Florence, Italy, is lifting the veil on an important archaeological dig. It's right beneath one of the city's historic buildings, the Palazzo Vecchio, the centuries-old seat of local government. Archaeologists unearth the ruins of a Roman theater that go back over 2,000 years. Well, tomorrow and every Sunday, a few lucky visitors to Florence, just 50 in all, will be granted a tour of the dig, revealing the origins of the ancient Italian city. Jean Di Marino reports.
Bells ring out near the Palazzo Vecchio in Florence. A copy of Michelangelo's famous statue, the David, towers in front of the building as tour guides explain the importance of one of the most famous town halls in Italy. The history of the Palazzo Vecchio, the seat of Florence's comune or local government, has been entwined with that of the city since the Middle Ages, and now it's about to reveal even more ancient secrets about the foundation of the colony in Roman times. Behind an anonymous door at the side of the palazzo, the sounds of the street give way to those of an archaeological dig. In a cavernous room, there's a series of rectangular trenches metres deep, crisscrossed by wooden planks. Scientists have been digging away at the foundations of the building for the past few years to unearth the remains of a Roman theatre buried there. Though their work hasn't finished, it'll continue for the next few months. The comune is opening up to the public what they've discovered so far.
The Palazzo Vecchio has preserved all of the structures, whether Roman, medieval, and even up to the Renaissance in its foundations. That's the wonderful thing about this area. You see, even from one room, the evolution of the city of Florence.
Lorenzo Spezzi is an archaeologist who's been working on the dig since it began in 2004. Gesturing at one of the trenches, in which layers of bricks rest on big stone slabs, he says workers have reached the floor of the Roman theatre. They've unearthed what he calls the burella, or corridors, which in this ditch led to the lower levels of the auditorium.
This was a tunnel which took the most important spectators to the front. The important people, or nobles of the city, didn't pass through the common people who sat up at the back. They had their own entrance to get into the places of honour.
At the bottom of another trench, a jumble of broken ceramic urns called amphora help date the theatre. They confirm it was one of the first structures built after the Romans founded the colony of Florentia during the first century before Christ, and it functioned for the next 500 or 600 years. In each trench, layers of crumbling bricks and mortar set on top of the Roman remains bear testimony to the destruction of the medieval buildings in their turn. But not all were reduced to rubble. In one trench, archaeologists have unearthed part of a street from the Middle Ages, complete with a cesspit.
This street, we've discovered from the archives, was called Via di Bellanda. Almost all of the facades of the buildings, looking out over the street, have been preserved. Here you see the tower, the various shops or workshops, the entrance to a house. They preserved everything because it was counterproductive to destroy and then rebuild. Better to continue using what you already have.
Art historian Rocky Ruggiero says the wholesale destruction isn't surprising, given the importance of the building to the city.
The original name of the building, which was Palazzo della Signoria, is indicative of the original function of the building, which was as the seat of the signory, the lords of the city. And so another name for Palazzo della Signoria might be the Palace of Lords here in the city of Florence.
Ruggiero says the palazzo was commissioned in the 13th century by powerful merchants when Florence was a self-governing city-state. But its importance apparently declined during the Renaissance as the de' Medici family, the Rothschilds of their day, took over as rulers and moved their seat of power to another building. It then acquired the nickname the Palazzo Vecchio, or Old Palace.
What was once again the epicenter of political life in Florence was transformed more or less into what you see today when you walk into the piazza. And this is this kind of nostalgic space where a Florentine could remember back to self-rule, could remember back to an artistic rivalry that was probably unparalleled in the history of humanity, when artists like Donatello and Brunelleschi and Leonardo and Michelangelo were all walking the streets of Florence and competing with each other for commissions.
The Comune has decided for safety reasons to limit the number of visitors to the site. but it has announced plans for a more permanent guided tour, which will include the dig, as well as visits to other parts of the Palazzo Vecchio, dating from the medieval and Renaissance eras, that have been closed for the past few years.
For me, it's everything. The theatre on its own is already quite a find. It's a beautiful piece of work. This is the marvel that is being revealed here.
Jean Di Marino, CBC News, Florence.